during the midsummer months, Gallardia makes fantastic additions to the garden today on Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Gallardia is a native plant which has few pests, and with its palette of bright warm colors can really liven up the summer landscape. And to add to the interest and usefulness, Gallardia is adapted to the entire state of Mississippi. In fact, it's common to see Gallardia growing wild in the most neglected and harsh conditions. The center of the flower typically is rosy red to purple, with petals ranging from yellow and orange to coppery crimson. There are many selections to choose from. The flowers of Gallo Dark Bicolor have rust-colored center cones surrounded by petals, each having a dab or two of red and finishing with a yellow band. The bright and colorful flowers will not fade in the intense heat and sunlight of our Mississippi summers. For those gardeners that love to have sunny yellow flowers, the Mesa Yellow is for you. The flowers are generous, measuring up to 3 inches in diameter. The entire flower is a cheery bright yellow that seems to radiate color. The center cone is knobby, having profuse, slender yellow petals. Be sure to plant Gallardia in the full sun, and once established, this plant is drought tolerant. Almost any type of soil is fine, as long as it is well drained. Gallardia does not like to have wet feet. Deadheading will help to promote more flowering, but I recommend leaving some of the fading flowers. The seed heads are lollipop shaped and add color and textural interest through the growing season. Gallardia is perfect for full sun border plantings with other flowering annuals and perennials. I'm horticulturist Gary Bachman for Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.